When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. I love it when we get texts, 402-403-9478, from people we haven't heard from in a really long time.
Yes.
Like the, I swear it's a brothel in Lincoln massage parlor, but we've found out that it is an actual legit massage parlor. They just need to, they need a brand coach, I think.
You're just on their, you're on their mailing list.
I am, and I don't know how. Here it says, dear guest, never been a guest. It says, girl Mary works here. Would you like a good, would you like good massage? And then it gives me the address and phone number. Thanks, and praying hands emoji.
Girl Mary.
Girl Mary works here.
Waiting for you.
Yeah. Would you like good massage? I mean, maybe.
I'm surprised you didn't already book that. Come on.
If there was if there was a promo code, I probably would have.
Talk about a Christmas present. You should sign your brother up.
Right? Yeah. Mike.
Girl Mary.
Merry Christmas. Meet Girl Mary. She give good massage.
That's what the text said.
That's what it says. I'm just reading it. Just reading the text. That's it.
We didn't hit on this story yesterday. We meant to, but now we have a little more information regardless of that Jay Leno suffered third-degree burns and may need skin grafts.
Wow.
After one of his cars burst in flames in his garage in L.A., his famous garage. And they said that he had friends were with him, and a quick-thinking friend rescued him. But he was fixing a clogged fuel line on a 1907 white steam car, and they said gasoline sprayed on his hands and face, and almost simultaneously a spark triggered the explosion.
Whoa.
Setting him on fire, essentially. He said that his brother, his buddy Dave, quickly smothered the flames, and he was rushed to a burn center and treated for the burns. And they do say that he might require, again, the skin grafts down the way. Pretty serious burns from the gasoline fire. He says, I'm okay. I just need a week or two to get back on my feet.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So that's he's scary. Canceled his engagements for the next couple of weeks and probably stay in the hospital for the next 10 days. That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Didn't injure his eyes or his ears.
So that's good. So, that's obviously good, but still anything on the face, and I'm sure got his hair and everything.
Right. Oof. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So good to know though. And when I saw it yesterday, and what would the little bit that we knew about it at that time was just that there was the explosion and that he'd been injured in his face, and that was really all you had. So I guess better to wait and see where he's at now.
And he's not obviously dead, but who was the guy that passed away? That's a celebrity that passed away a couple weeks ago, had in the medical incident while he was driving Jordan.
The comedian.
Yeah. A little tiny
the
guy.
Older guy, right?
Yeah.
Leslie
Jordan.
Leslie Jordan. Yes.
He was on, and I don't know if this was a new episode or if it was a repeat of Celebrity IOU with the Property Brothers on HGTV, but his episode was on last night, and I didn't catch whether it was new, but we'd probably be wrapping up the season. Like if this was new, but it was pretty awesome to see that was such a funny guy, so little, and him carrying the power tools around. And so it was really funny. And it was sad. They had mentioned something at the beginning.
That Celebrity IOU.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I don't know if it was a new episode this season or if they were just replaying it or what.
It was a new episode, I think. It said here that before his death, he renovated a house with the Property Brothers for Celebrity IOU. And they said he was constantly telling stories the whole time that they were working with him. And also, what's the other line they used? Constantly sharing stories on the set of Celebrity IOU. Died October 24th. That's when it was. But he had worked on that just prior to that. Renovating the home of his friends of 40 years, Rosemary and Newell. So it was a friend's home that they were working on. Aww.
Yeah, it was really cool to see.
And that was featured on the season premiere of the show. So the new season just started yesterday. So that was the season premiere. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
It was sad.
Yes, definitely. But still, I mean, more people are probably going to see him now than ever had before that didn't even realize.
Right.
Which is sad because they find out about him after the fact. But it's really neat that he was on that show.
I'm trying to find, and there's another guy that, and I can't remember, because I don't watch the show that he is on. Anthony, someone, he's on, I think Blackish maybe?
Oh, is it Anthony? The star?
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson?
Anthony Anderson. He's also on, that guy is, talk about a renovation show whore. He's on, he was on Celebrity IOU. Okay. He was on a ripoff on CBS or whatever called like IOU, I'm a celebrity or whatever. You know how they just switched it? He was on that and he did one like for his brother and a Celebrity IOU. He did something maybe for somebody else, another family member. And then he was on Jeff Lewis's show on Amazon that Melissa Rivers was on and he got his whole house redone from that too. He's been on all, I mean, it's genius, I guess, if you can get your stuff paid for and be on these shows. But man, yeah, you just look like you are selling out right and left.
He's packing just enough street cred to be able to get these shows because he's just star enough and he is a hilarious dude. I'm not trying to diminish mm-hmm. what he does because that show to me, I mean, he's just like key in that show without a doubt, but he's funny just by yeah. himself.
I mean, if they're coming to you in there and you know, they pay for the renovation and that's your payment for being on the show. I mean, why not?
Why not? Yeah. I would.
I'm just mad because kind of, that doesn't happen for me.
It would still be a lot of fun.
Right? Yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool. So Yellowstone season 5 premiered this last weekend, set a new ratings record of over 12 million viewers to tune into season 5. And understanding, too, that Paramount is not carried by just everybody. I think it's depending on the tier, depending on who you're with, it's more difficult for some people to get a hold of, especially if you cut the cord. Mm-hmm. It is on Hulu. It is not on some of the others. So you kind of have to buy it separate or buy it. The season on Amazon is like $40 for the season.
Jeez.
But yeah, it did. It said Yellowstone also now holds the record for the top scripted series premiere of 2022, also with 12 million plus. That's insane. That and then it was insane. Rebroadcast on 4 other networks after. So if you watched it first on Paramount, then it was on CMT, TV Land, Pop, and I think maybe Paramount Plus. I'm not sure, but it was on 4 others, rebroadcast. Season 4 was only on Paramount Plus, but season 5 was rebroadcast on those other networks. So just blowing the doors off. And by the way, Kevin Costner speaking up about his political stance. You might remember that he had a t-shirt on the set of Yellowstone last year during all the political season.
Rolling. Yeah.
Right. And, yeah. and kind of made his stance known. And honestly, for most people are just like, whatever, no big deal. Obviously nobody, it's seriously not that big a deal. I don't know. And he says, I don't think most people really care. If they do, that's okay. You know, it's just like, whatever. And honestly, you can tell by the numbers. Yeah. And the funny part is, I don't know. I'm just kind of curious. I'm wondering what the politics, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to know the politics of the audience, because you're thinking that kind of show would draw a certain kind of political stance.
You would think.
Stereotypically. But nobody cares. So good. I'm glad, because the show was phenomenal. It was awesome.
The less information you have, the better, probably, when it comes to that. Because then, yeah.
I'm going to go back. I know we talked about this from years ago. It was like, you know what? Don't ruin the facade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I know you want to have a say. You know what I mean? It's like you've got a soapbox to stand on, a platform that you feel like you should use it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can just go ahead and be an actor.
Yeah.
And nobody knows anything about the other side, because you don't want to ruin that illusion.
Yeah.
That you're able to be a chameleon.
Because you are 100%, your career and your lifestyle is based on public opinion. If they like you as an actor, if they like you, they'll go see your movies, they'll buy your whatever. If they don't, they won't. So why do anything to piss anybody off and to make them think you're anything but an actor?
Just make it as hard as possible for them to figure out who you are. Because you want to be able to slide into each character without having any baggage.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. But anywho, so there was that. A couple of short stories. Saw the Jennifer Aniston story, her father passing away at 89. And when I say her father, that's the funny part. It's like Jennifer Aniston's father, depending on what generation you're in, a much older generation would say that John Aniston's daughter was very upset that he passed away because he was just as famous as she in his own right. You know,
yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Days of Our Lives for Ebba, and also served in the Navy and had a tremendous career in Hollywood.
And he was Victor, but wasn't he Victor Kiriakis?
I don't think it was Victor. Wait, let me look here real quick. He was on, best known for his long run. Oh, maybe it was Victor. I thought, well, maybe it's not Days of, is there another Victor that's on?
Oh, that's probably
Young and the Restless. That was the Victor I was thinking of. That Victor was married to Jill.
Yeah. Okay.
Was her name?
Yeah. This Victor. Guy, he was Victor Kiriakis.
Victor on, was it General Hospital? Vicky Buchanan. Victor was her father, Victor Buchanan. Victor must be a very popular soap opera name.
Yeah. Every soap opera has a Victor. They have a sledge. They have a, like a
Dusty Rhodes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They have an Ethan. There's always an Ethan.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's really crazy. There's so many Victors. That's hilarious. I never realized that. Yeah. Victor Kiriakis.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, he was on there for a long time and Lifetime Achievement Award Emmy. And she got to present him that as well, but really sad. Just saw that news, but there's a great picture of her and her dad floating around on social media. So yeah. And other than that, there might be, Len Goodman is stepping down from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I did see that. I haven't watched a dance step in probably 10 years of that show.
Said that he's 78 now. And he was on the panel of Strictly Dancing. Was that what it was called? Strictly Come Dancing. And he started there in 2004 and then joined Dancing with the Stars in 2005. They've been doing that 17 years.
Whoa. And like 50 seasons.
They're out of stars. I know that.
Yeah.
They ran through them pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. That show, I can't imagine anything. I guess I can't imagine stuff less entertaining, but I would rather just sit and watch a cat sleep like all day than watch that show.
There were some good ones. The first seasons were really very good.
The first seasons were good because it was something new. It was different. And it was just, it wasn't political. It wasn't any, it was just a dancing show and it was fun. And then it kind of got
when they got rid of Tom, right? As the host, mm-hmm. and brought in Tyra.
And I wasn't, you know, I'm not a Tyra fan at all anyway. I don't care what. She's just I'm not a Tyra fan.
That was it. And Tyra is still there. He's just wanting to step back so he can spend more time with his family in the UK. So he's fine. But he's just going to move on. And thankfully, they got a quote from Tyra. Does anybody care?
She goes, okay, never mind. Her quote was, Tyra is sad, but Tyra's still here. Tyra pretty. She loves Tyra. Tyra is pretty. Tyra loves herself.
What was your text message again?
Oh,
Girl Mary.
Girl Mary.
Yeah, Girl Tyra.
Girl Tyra still works here.
Yeah, so there's that. But other than that, man, I tell you, it's slow. There's a sad picture. Saw the picture. I was glad to see her out on the red carpet, though. But Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
We talked about her affliction with MS and the weight gain that she suffered. And she showed up on the red carpet. She's like, to hell with you. I'm going to finish Dead to Me. She's doing the next season. And she thinks this will be her last big gig. But yeah, it really drove home what she's dealing with, didn't it? Those pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like we talked yesterday. I hadn't seen pictures for, it was just jarring to see that and sad.
Yeah. She was actually barefoot on the red carpet. I did not know this, but she said that a lot of people with MS, and you saw her hands because her hands were swollen. Mm-hmm. She had a great manicure though, which was basically FUMS mm-hmm. on both of her hands. And they're swollen. But she said that for most people with MS, wearing shoes is very painful. So she was barefoot on the red carpet. Good for her.
Yeah.
She's not trying to pull any punches. She's just like, this is it. This is what it is.
At one point, she's like, she just started talking to the crowd. Katie Sagal made a great speech to her, and Brian, whatever his name is, who played her brother on Married with Children.
Gave
a great speech. And then she at one point was like talking to the crowd and she's like, oh, by the way, I have a disease. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not. And like tapped her cane. Like, so she still has a sense of humor, which is good.
But it was really neat. When I say the red carpet, I'm understating. It was actually for her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. So some very cool pictures of that as well. So Sweet. Anyway, I know I'm looking for anything else, but we're getting to that time of year. And we say this every year. The Hollywood kind of roll like shuts up and rolls up the sidewalks for the holidays. We got some big movies probably going to be coming out, but
I'm excited. Burt Kreischer is going to be in town this week, and he's filming his Netflix special at the Orpheum. And Ben and I are going. Bennett's birthday's Friday. We're going Thursday night to his first taping.
Tell a little bit about who he is.
Two Bears, One Cave. He's a comedian. He's on with Burt Kreischer and Tom Segura. They're hilarious. He's just a hilarious comedian.
Mm-hmm. Where are they at? Where's he performing?
Orpheum.
That's cool. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It is. It's
boys' night out, huh?
Yeah, I think we're gonna go hit up. I don't know. We might probably hit up HBC before we head down. I'm not sure.
So he's gonna ride with you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not like, I'll meet you there, Dad.
He's not a big interstate fan. He did say the we're gonna go home right afterwards, right? I'm like, yeah, we'll go home right after.
Because he's got plans.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
He's going to blast off. Probably call Beth ahead of time and ask to start his car before he gets home so he can just hop right in.
Don't you remember that, though, when you go anywhere with your parents? It was always like, we're not going to stop.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, we're going to stop?
Uh-huh.
Can we just go home?
Just go home.
He had nothing to do.
I know. But you never knew because you may have an invite. And if you're, God forbid, in the middle of nowhere with your parents, you would be devastated if your friends called. You're like, no.
That's awesome. Good deal. So anywho, so that's what we got. That's what's going down. So big thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union for being our partners on the podcast. Always enjoy that. And as a matter of fact, right now they got a fantastic offer. That's they're just kind of honing in, focusing in on helping people save some holiday dough at Centris Federal Credit Union. And it's just a matter of finding the right mix of savings options to help you. So whether you're looking at 2023 and thinking, you know what, we need to start saving for that vacation, or you got a kid going to college, or maybe you just want to put a little extra money away for something special you want to buy for yourself, they can help you. It's federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org or 402-334-7000. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe if you're not already subscribed, and share with your mom.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.